So the question is, are we or are we not in a recession? Well, the way you answer that first is by trying to define what a recession is. And according to a website called Investopedia, a recession is a period of declining economic performance across an entire economy that lasts for several months. I've heard myself that if the gross domestic product falls a certain number of months in a row, that is technically considered a recession. But this website doesn't really pinpoint that. It also says businesses, investors, and government officials track various economic indicators that can help predict or confirm the onset of recessions, but they are officially declared by the National Bureau of Economic Research. And they do say two consecutive quarters of decline in real GDP are not how it is defined anymore. So, see, I didn't have all the up-to-date information. But Valley retail analyst Kristen Benz is certain that we are not in a recession. She tells, or actually, we are definitely in a recession. I beg your pardon. She tells KTAR's Mike Broomhead Show, the economy has met the requirements for an economic downturn.
Three quarters of negative GDP. Okay, so that's negative gross domestic product. We're about there.
ASU's economic professor Dennis Hoffman thinks a recession is on the way, but not here yet. He thinks Arizona's need to focus on preparing for an upcoming downturn by curbing extra expenses.
You need to watch your budget. You need to maintain stability in your employment. Try to stay connected to that employer. Be savvy about, you know, how you can help your firm.
Hoffman tells Arizona's Morning News the downturn may hit the younger generation harder because they have not lived through a recession yet, but he says it won't be nearly as bad as the 2009 recession. Hoffman attributes the coming recession to one main issue.
Essentially, it's all triggered by the fact that we now have the Federal Reserve that is absolutely committed to wringing inflation out of the economy. And to do that, we've got to really tighten credit.
Now, if you're like me, and I think a lot of us are in this category, we're not economists. We just basically tend to judge the economy by our own pocketbooks. And I found it interesting that over the last couple of weeks, the price of gas, which seems to be the major focus of our economy at the moment, along with just general inflation, the price of gas has been dropping. And yet retail analysts, economists don't seem to be stepping forward with an explanation as to why the price is dropping. It stayed stable over the weekend where I usually get my gas. It was at $4.97 a gallon and stayed that way through the weekend. But the trend has been going down. We have daily updates here on KTAR News as to the price of gas. And it does raise a lot of questions. If the price of gas is coming down, is that an indicator that things are stabilizing economically? Well, obviously, I'm not an economist. I don't have the answer to that. But it will be interesting over the next couple of days, especially coming out of this holiday weekend, where the price of gas in particular goes. And obviously, as we said, we monitor it daily. We'll bring you the latest information here on KTAR News.